This is Fireballing Through College. Fireballing Through College.
The actual hell we're doing, because we're strong and independent women.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Fireballing Through College podcast. My name is Catherine Whiteside. I'm one of your co-hosts.
And this is your other co-host, Camila de la Cruz.
And so we're super excited today. We have one of GW's most famous students.
Absolutely.
He is one of the coolest guys I know. He's so funny when he's in class, which in online school, it's really kind of slim pickings. It's Mr. Roomie Robinson. You may know him from his YouTube channel, Emergency, or his TikToks, which are like super popular, that they showed up on my For You page.
Yes.
And I'm like, is that Roomie? I see the hair and I see the weird party lights in the background. Like, is that him? And I'm like showing Camila, is that Roomie? So yeah, you're very relatable. He's got super interesting content. He always makes me laugh with all his little YouTube videos. And he was known for being like undecided, undeclared, like kind of mysterious vibes. And so now he's happily decided as a communications major, which totally matches his interests. I'm super excited to have Roomie talk with us about things. I can sort of go over the first time I met Roomie.
Wait, should Roomie say hi?
Yeah, Roomie can say hi.
Hi. That was like one of like the best intros I've ever had, because like it complimented me, but then also like called me out in a way that I just am not used to, but I really appreciate. Like love it.
I think that's one of the fun parts of, because you're very, it's weird, it's a weird dynamic, because whenever I watch your YouTube videos, you're very like, you know, you have your little sign, like, you know, your little intro, and you're so like charismatic. And then when I see you in class,
that camera like, off,
camera off. And even in like class and like in, when we were like in person, it's like dead silence.
It's a scam. It's all an act.
Literally.
I'm nowhere near as extroverted.
Yeah. I don't really want to participate in class either, but I mean, Roomie and I met each other because we're both taking Spanish. We're unfortunately, unlike Camila de la Cruz, who's already bilingual, we are on our journey there. It's been a very fun, interesting journey. We're on class number 3 together. And so the first time I had class with Roomie sophomore year, our professor comes in and she's like, "Oh, Roomie, I'm checking out your YouTube videos." And she starts doing his little intro thing and she's like, "I love it." And she's like, "Estrella." And I was like, "Oh, I need to check out this thing. If she knows Emergency, then I need to figure it out as well." So yeah, that's when how I met Roomie.
I love her so much, but the best comparison I can compare it to, it's like when you're with your parents' friends and your parent is like gassing you up and they're just like, did you see that Roomie just like scored in the soccer championship, and like gassing you up. Like it comes from a great place and you love it, but it's just like, please
I remember watching the YouTube video where you give her like a gift at the end of the semester. She was so sweet.
She's so sweet. I love her so much.
She's so nice. Wait, so does that mean also that like you can't say whatever you want about your professors on your YouTube channel because you know that they're watching?
That is always a great question that I ponder whenever I decide to talk about my professors. I try to stay as honest as possible, but also as respectful as possible, because they're not like, I feel like if you're just like talking shit about like someone on the internet, it's fine, because like more than likely they're not going to watch it. And if they do, if they're like an internet personality, that's like good for them, because like you're talking about them. But like if it's like someone in your immediate vicinity, it probably isn't the best idea, because one, like you see them every day, like it's not like they're disappearing like after you're done with their class, like you're going to see them on campus, and it's better to not like, you know, talk shit about your professor.
Not get enemies around GW.
Exactly.
Especially those of which, that have your grades in their hands.
True.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so Catherine met Rumi in Spanish class. I met Rumi because he was my RA sophomore year. And I don't know how did we find out that like my RA was like Rumi, the guy in your Spanish class?
I'm sure we were talking about like his YouTube. I was like, oh, this guy is like has a YouTube channel that's in my Spanish class, like Rumi. And they're like, wait, Rumi, that's our RA or something.
But yeah, unfortunately he lived on like the floor above us, so I barely even saw him, but it was cool to have Rumi as an RA.
It was fun to be your RA. I remember you guys' room. Like,
oh, thank you.
On that floor, there were probably like three rooms that I actually like could recognize. There was a one room on your floor that just like never opened the door ever. I wasn't even sure if there was actually a resident living there.
You never gave them candy?
I tried. It even got to the point where like when I was giving out candy, I would like slip it under their door. Or I'd at least try to. But like I'd come back maybe like the next day or a couple days later and it'd still be there. So I'm like, are they really even there? Or like, I don't know.
I figured out also that Rumi was your RA because I was, you know, I'd never really seen him around. And then I was walking up to your room. Like we were going to hang out or something.
For tea and cookies.
Yeah, we were going to have some. Yeah, no, we're just going to chill, eat some food. And I was like walking into Munson and like Rumi was giving out condoms and granola bars.
Great combo.
The most awkward scenario of my life because here's Rumi. We never really talk. We just like go over like Spanish, like, you know, little like actividades together. And he's like, do you want some condoms and granola bars? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I was just like, no. I was like, is this weird? Like, I don't want to get condoms or granola bars from Rumi.
I remember that. Oh my God. That's
you do
so...
remember.
I do. I.
He saw my moment of panic and I was like already up the stairs and they were like, you want granola bars or condoms? And I was like,
honestly, I'll take both. I love those granola bars. Although I've heard complaints about the condoms that they give out at the dorms.
Well, they give out the cheapest version. They do. I'm not.
Y'all just want us to get pregnant.
Nothing
that's
breaking in there. In that.
I gave a variety. They were like, they're like flavored ones or regular ones or like the finger ones.
Okay.
Like, oh. I included a variety for y'all.
I've never heard about the finger
I
ones.
Haven't either.
Oh.
Well, Rumi's out here having all types of protected sex. That's all.
Like, he knows.
It's a required part of our RA education.
That's good.
Yeah.
What you're telling me is I should have knocked on your door for like advice on sex ed.
Yeah. 100%. That is in my job description. 100%. Yeah.
So anyways, RA vibes. That was good times. My question is like, why did you start your YouTube channel? And like, what was there anything like freshman year that made you want to do that and talk to people about GW and or your life as an undecided bro? Undeclared. Are you undecided or undeclared? I don't even know what it's called, which one you have on the shirts.
Undecided.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like the best way to describe it. An undecided bro.
Right? You're like literally the epitome of bro. You know, like when it's like just the guy in class that's like just you see his name. Like completely black. You know the people that I'm talking about muted on. Mm-hmm. You
camera
know they're
off.
Laying back with like the class muted.
Mm-hmm. Fully blasting music. But I started my channel my senior year of high school. And the thing that like started my channel, like started where it started getting traction, I did like a college decision reaction video, you know, like the ones where like people like open up their college decisions, like, oh, I got in. They're like, no,
I used to watch so many YouTube videos.
Yeah, I feel like I knew Camila would be like, oh my God, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I watched a ton of them junior year and I was like, oh, I'm going to make one because these do well. And it did. And after that, I was kind of like, oh, what do I do now? So I decided to just like continue with like the college content, just like documenting my life, just because I feel like college, especially at GW, college content is like kind of rare. Like no one really knows what you're really getting into when you go to GW, at least when we were applying. So
I didn't know anything.
Yeah, definitely not.
It was like nothing for like the real, what like college is like here. And I feel like it wasn't my intention to like be like the freshman year guide, but
you definitely are though. It's a good role for you.
It's fun. It was fun for the moment. I feel like we're in an age of transition and out of that. But it was a really great time to like be like the freshman person.
Did you get like recognized on the streets?
Yeah, I had my little 5 minutes of fame.
Aww, that's so fun though.
It was a cute little moment, but yeah, it was, I feel like it's, I don't know what I can really compare it to, because I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to like toot a horn or anything.
No,
like,
please toot your horn.
It'd just be like weird because the first weeks of school for like the past, maybe like a year and a half, would always be like when it was like prime time season for like emergency. It's like emergency on and off camera, because like all the freshmen after our first year would be like watching my videos, like getting used to GW for like the entire year before they got to school. When they got to school, they're all super excited just because of school and because like, oh wow, I saw someone from YouTube. Aww. So like that was always fun to like see people and be like, oh, I applied here because of you. And I was like, oh, that's so nice.
But aww, that would have been me
if wait, I was younger. So cool that you're actually really making an impact and making people like come to GW.
It is really cool, but it's also really stressful because some of those same people would come to me like a couple months later and be like, yeah, I think I'm thinking of transferring. I don't really like it here. It's like, oh damn, I've made you waste so much money, right?
But I feel like you painted, like from what I've seen of your YouTube videos, like you painted GW like very much of like how it is, and like if it wasn't like a good match for them, then it wasn't. But I mean, it's not your fault.
Yeah, I don't know, I internalize a lot.
Yeah, but also like in the same, maybe we can also talk about, because like freshman year, I know it is very different for a lot of different people, and like you said that, because we told Rumi before this that we were both in WLP, and you're like, oh, I get so many mixed reactions about it, because Camila and I loved it, but then other people like transferred after their first year, they hated it, and they hated living on the Vern. Lots of Vernie people transferred, they hated GW at the Vern. But like I'm and it's the same thing living on the main campus, and you lived in Thurston just like most freshmen other people, but you met people that way. Did you live in like a six of Thurston six or whatever?
Thankfully, no, I was in a quad.
Okay. Oh, that's and nice.
Thurston, rest in peace, was definitely like one of the highlights, just because you never really know what you were getting yourself into, you know, like sometimes it'd be like a really great day and like everyone would be out and there'd just be constantly something to do. And other days when you're like feeling like introverted and not really want to talk to anybody, it's like a lot because again, people are still out and doing the craziest stuff. were you ever in like the Thurston basement? Did y'all ever go there?
No, we went to Thurston once or twice.
Yeah.
We never really went. It was like, and also we went like probably the second week of school, something like that.
That was like peak. The beginning, like the first couple weeks of Thurston was oof. But like in the basement, that's
we did
like,
not have that college experience. No. Everyone was like going to the library first week of school every day.
I mean, we were going to Ultra, which I'm sure.
Oh no, not Ultra.
The basement of Thurston was better.
It was just like, maybe this is just like pandemic nostalgia or like pre-pandemic nostalgia, but like it just always seemed like everyone was so friendly and there was always something going on, you know, because in the kitchen, everyone would just be there, like multiple different like groups, multiple different like rooms would all be in the kitchen, like alternating cooking, because like that's the only kitchen in the entire building. So like it'd just be like a great time to really chat and like talk with people, and there'd be so much drama and people would like hook up there. It was kind of gross actually, thinking about like what that kitchen was used for.
God, the kitchen. That's really the place.
No, apparently.
No, but I feel like, yeah, I mean, for people that at GW, at least it's like hard to like meet people at first, just because like our campus is not like the typical college campus. But like if you lived in Thurston, it was like good.
Yeah, I feel like you got Thurston people, or really, I don't want to like exclude the Vernies. I'm sorry. No Vernie slander here, but like
I mean, we also, I mean, we recognize that living on the Vern, like, we met each other, like, I mean, the like, first day. Yeah, we met each other, like, before school started, because, like, WLP had, like, orientation, like, before moving in, and, like, we were friends immediately, and we all liked to, like, go clubbing, and, like, still study, you know, live hard, play hard vibes.
I'm sorry.
No. What are you saying?
What's clubbing like on the Vern? Like, was it more or less of a process? Because I feel like, did you like Vex and then Uber?
We did.
Yeah, it's just like, I feel like, you know, the two different types of people on the Vern. It's like those who have been on the 3 a.m. like van Vex.
It's a sketchy van. It's not a Vex.
I hear.
And those who have not.
And so, we had to wait inside the, what's the hall that's like in front of the
Funger.
I've not even been in Funger for so long.
20 degrees. Funger,
yeah. To like wait for the Vex, which like came every like 30 minutes when it was like 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
That's so strange. That's such a different experience. Yeah. So like everything was like planned.
I mean, yeah, because we were like a crep away, and we're like, if we want to catch the like 3:30 Vex, we gotta leave in 10 minutes.
Yeah, no. It wasn't really that planned though, because we were like running through the streets in heels,
catch the Vex,
and we're like running in 10-degree weather, like with like short skirts on, and we were freezing. Yeah, no,
because also we are not bougie bitches, and we cared about our money, so we couldn't like Uber, you know?
Yeah,
we weren't broke.
Yeah, we were broke,
so we had to use the Vex,
of course. Why use your money when you have free transportation?
A sketchy 3 a.m. van. Yeah,
beautiful bags.
Yeah. Anyways.
I just feel like if you lived on Foggy, you got like what GW was selling. Mm-hmm. And if you lived in Thurston, you're getting that plus like what you get maybe at like a, like the smallest portion of like a party school.
Yeah, I see. Interesting. That's,
yeah.
So you think like, if you didn't live on Thurston, you kind of like missed out, or?
I wouldn't say you missed out because, well, you might have missed out on some trauma.
But I feel like we kind of did, because we never got the like parties at dorms and like parties at like a frat house. Not that we ever wanted to, but like, you know, we just went straight to clubbing. We never got the like typical college experience.
Yeah. Yeah, in that case, then I'd probably say so, because there's a lot of that. Well, I don't know. I heard a lot of dorm stuff going on in the Vern. I heard some crazy stories on the Vern.
I mean, we had one.
We had a few.
Did we?
Yeah.
No.
Us partying? Never. Yeah, no. But I don't know. Bernie people were just, I mean, we didn't really know that many of them. We were just, but yeah. Anyways. So also, can you talk to us a little bit about being undecided and how you decided that you're going to be undecided and not have your first plan?
Yes. So I went into college thinking, I applied, right? Thinking I was fully going to be a geneticist. I was like, I'm going to be the top scientist. I'm going to gene therapy. Like, who did I think I was? I went in a bio major. And the first second I knew that this maybe wasn't for me was when all of my roommates, except for one, were bio majors too. And they're all having conversations. The room next door, they were all bio majors. For some reason, I don't know why they put us all together in Thurston. Might be... we had like a range, but they're all talking about, oh, I want to be a pediatrician. I want to be a cardiologist. I want to be a yada, 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 yada. And at the time, I didn't know that geneticist was an option.
So, like, I like genes.
Exactly.
Genes are cool.
So I was like, oh, maybe I'm not as serious about this as I think I am. And that kind of developed more and more as bio classes went by and semesters went by. And eventually I was like, this isn't for me, because there is no reason for me to be staying up at 5 a.m. trying to learn about a Punnett square. For what? There's no reason for it. So I ended up dropping it. And then I was undecided for, I think, about a year until like the end of my sophomore year. And at first it was kind of stressful. It was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. The whole like mid college crisis that I feel like a lot of people go through.
Especially if you're like surrounded by all these people that like, they know what they want and they're going to be like amazing doctors. And like, you're like, well,
Exactly. And I feel like GW makes that even worse because everyone's so like professional. Like,
yes. So like, goal driven.
Exactly. They're like, I'm going to be the president. I'm like, yeah. Cool. I don't know what I'm doing next week. It's just.
Yeah. The kids that have like Article 1 tattooed on their leg and they're like, exactly. When I'm president, I will read Article 1 every day and know my executive duties.
Exactly. I feel like our school makes it like stressful to like not know what you're doing. But in reality, no one knows what they're doing. It's just like everyone just fakes it.
Everyone's pretending.
Exactly. Maybe that's a metaphor for life.
No one knows their shit.
No one knows their shit.
That's true. No one knows their shit.
They don't.
We're all just like stupid college students, like pretending like we know what life is about.
Yeah. Exactly. I wish I had the confidence to thoroughly say, like, even if I don't know what I'm doing, just be like, yeah, I'm gonna do some great things. I know what I'm doing. Like, could never.
No, I'm like crying. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Guys, please help me.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
No, for real. Like, even though like we're decided now, we have majors.
We do.
It's still scary because so what? Like, what are we going to do with that major? Like, what kind of job do we want? Like, what are we going to do with that? You know?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's stressful.
No, yeah. I was like on your note of like, everyone knows like what they're, you know, at GW, it's like everyone knows what they're planning. And I just feel like if there's always like that internship, like competition, it's like, how much experience can I get before I enter the workforce? Better than you. It's like the comparison of resumes at GW is so deep. It's like, oh, you didn't intern at this place. It's like, bro, get out of my LinkedIn. Like, don't even friend me there. You know I don't want to see your face on my LinkedIn. You know I don't want to say, like, congratulations to your one-year anniversary at, like, the office of Joe Biden. I'm sorry I don't have Article 1 tattooed to my foot so that I walk every day and I'm reminded of the Democratic Party.
So I feel like that's something that I struggled with a lot. And I thank WOP, the Women's Leadership Program, for that. Cause like everyone's just like so eager to like help you. And like we have a lot of communication with like previous alumni from the program. And they were always so nice to like help me with anything. But like if you go to like other STEM students at GW, I feel like there's just so much competition. And like if they get a job at a research lab, they wouldn't tell you how they did it or like anything. But like me, I'm like, this is what you need to do. Let me send you my email template. Like I'll help you. And like, I don't know. I feel like that's just like such an annoying culture that we have at GW.
Definitely.
Such a good point. Because completely right. Because I still have a lot of friends in STEM, right? Mm-hmm. Because that was like a year of my life. And going into comm, just like the opportunities that like humanities and like comm majors are just willing to give, like the amount of emails that professors just send on a weekly basis, just be like, oh, here are things to apply to. Here's how to do it. Versus when I was a bio major, my friends today are constantly competing with each other. And I hear their stories competing with each other to get jobs. They won't tell each other how they got their job, how they got their
internship. That's crazy. Like,
for what? Why does it go that deep?
And like there's no need for competing. Like there's so many research labs that like will take so many students. So like
it's exactly. Just there's so much success for everybody. Like it's not finite. You don't need to like hog it.
No, definitely not. Also, it just shows like the kind of person that you are. Like everyone, like who wants to work with a person like in a company that's like, no, this is my work. Like this is mine. I want to do this. It's like, no, what kind of person is that? It's just not nice.
So here we are. We're all different majors. For our listeners, we'll help you with whatever you want.
We got you.
We got you. So as I discussed at the beginning, I feel like everyone here is feeling a little bit burnout, some more than others, because just in class this past week, Rumi and I were called out for not having our cameras on and being muted all. And I at least felt bad that I was not doing my stuff. And Rumi continued. He was like, I'm standing in solidarity with two other people in our class. He's like, I'm in solidarity. We are protesting the fact that we're not turning our cameras on. So yeah, it's just, as we've stated previously,
I mean, I will be waxing while I'm like watching a lecture. Like,
there's no time. Yeah, me getting fully naked, camera off, in the shower, like putting my like purple shampoo in, letting it soak. So yeah, we're pretty burnt out in COVID school,
which it's like annoying because like I feel like professors expect you to do better just because it's online, but at the same time, there's no motivation whatsoever. There's a pandemic going on. Like, life's not good.
My question is, what are the professors' motivation?
Yeah, honestly.
I feel like that's a lot more effort to be putting in because no one's participating. How are they that energized?
No, I actually feel bad. One of my professors, like, there's always like just like two people with their cameras on, and he's always like asking questions and no one says anything, and he's always like, okay, no one wants to comment, okay, let's move on. I'm like, I feel so bad, but I really just don't know what to say.
I saw this one TikTok that was like, the reason, psychological reason why we don't participate in class now is because growing up we all watched Dora, where Dora would ask us questions but we'd answer in our minds and not really respond to TV. So now we're bringing back that childhood learning technique and answering questions and not saying it out loud.
I'll tell that to my psych professor next time. I just watched too much Dora, okay? It's not my fault.
Exactly. Where are we going?
Huh?
Are you quoting Dora?
Yeah.
No. I watched Dora in Spanish, so I don't know.
You're right. Anyways, yeah.
Burnout's real though.
Burnout definitely real.
We only have like a month left, but that still seems like years away.
Mm. Yeah, if you think I have my shit together in the most chaotic way, I have a little thing with like, I've been counting down since 50 days left of school, and every morning I like cross out. I'm like, I don't have left.
How many are we at now?
We have 30 days. I think 29 or 30. That's 29, I think.
That's way too many.
But that includes the weekends. So okay.
And that's including your finals.
Yeah, that's including my finals, which go till May 7th. So
okay, we're almost there. We're really almost there.
Yeah, we are almost there.
So it's 28 days. That's when I arrive home.
Gosh. I just yeah.
We got this.
Long year.
It has been a really long year.
But we're gonna be seniors next year, which is crazy. Can't believe we're graduating.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll be back in person, and I'm just saying that first semester back is going to be crazy.
Oh yeah,
it is.
Oh yes.
Oof.
Now that,
but honest, it's gonna like be crazy because we're gonna like have so much fun and we're gonna party really hard. But at the same time, going back to like an in-person class, I don't know how I'm gonna do well. There's just I can't.
Weird. That's something that no one's talking about.
I'm concerned. I'm very concerned for all of our grades.
Mm-hmm. No, my grades have already taken a fat hit this semester. It's so bad.
How are we going to build back our attention span?
No, memorizing stuff for exams. Like, all my exams are open book. Like, I don't know how to study.
Yeah, Rumi, you know what you should take with me next semester? I'm taking Portuguese.
Is that part of the minor or is that separate?
No,
is that
like... it's not.
I was like, there's a new class. I
didn't know about. Like, is that a requirement? Because if not, no, thank you. You forget he took like 1 year of STEM classes.
You're right. I was just like, why would we be learning a completely different
minor Spanish? Just to spice things up.
Yeah.
Throw my life for another spin.
But now that Rumi's not your RA, now you can come hang out with us.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Now that you like can't get COVID. Well, I mean, I hope in the future you can't get COVID from us. Pending.
We'll be vaccinated soon enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. My heart is racing now.
From Portugal.
She got a little too excited.
But hopefully we'll make it. I don't know if how I'm gonna make the next 28 days of school. Clearly we've been burnt out this semester. given the number of episodes we have produced on the Fireballing Through College podcast.
Oh,
but we are oh so grateful that Mr. Rumi Robinson Emergency and they were roommates came to chat with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I feel like there needs to be like a sound effect.
Yeah,
like, oh, he came.
No! Sexual. No, no. It took Rumi a few seconds to get it too.
No! Why do you guys always do this to me? I don't mean it like that.
Clearly.
Rumi already offered me condoms anyway. First meeting. Gentlemen right here.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anyways, redo.
I don't know if I want to cut out that part.
No. I don't know. It's your turn to say.
I know, Rumi. Like how do you close your YouTube channels?
Oh, that's cool. I usually do a little something where it's like, thank you all so much for listening. Oh. I'm super excited to see y'all in the next podcast.
Ooh,
yeah. Rumi part two.
Oh yeah.
So for those who don't follow Rumi on YouTube, you should. And he has like a hand gesture he does that's very unique to his videos.
Yes.
Wish you guys could see that now.
Yeah. What, or we can just be like, bye guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys on next episode of the Fireballing Through College podcast.
Yay!
And then the sound, the outro. I hate you guys for both making fun of me.
Bye guys. Bye. See you next episode.
Bye.